Crisis in NATO. This article was written to evaluate the critical events that occur today, and this is an impartial article. Why is Turkey against Sweden and Finland joining NATO? Russia's invasion of Ukraine has upset the balance all over the world. It was an operation that was already thought and done for this. Putin's Ukraine decision and his actions scared Europe. This fear led to the return of NATO. Finally, countries like Sweden and Finland were preparing to become NATO members. Macron and Scholz gave immediate support to this. President Erdogan said the previous day, "We follow the developments regarding Sweden and Finland's attempts to join NATO, but we do not have a positive attitude." In other words, he announced that we would prevent both countries from entering NATO by using our veto authority. Hungary can take Turkey's side on this issue. President Erdogan said the previous day, "The previous administrations made a mistake regarding NATO regarding Greece. You know the attitude of Greece against Turkey, with NATO behind it. As Turkey, we do not want to commit a second mistake regarding Finland and Sweden." As a justification, Turkey has sent $250 million to the PKK in Syria so far and officially announced that it will send $376 million in 2023. This is against Turkey's policies and interests in Syria and Iraq. As long as Turkey is against these two countries joining NATO, they will not be able to join NATO. Turkey has the second strongest army in NATO and is growing rapidly in terms of military technology. It acts in line with Turkey's interests in Iraq and Syria and takes decisions accordingly. If these two countries act in line with Turkey's and their interests and if they respect each other's interests, maybe Turkey would not be against these two countries joining NATO. Turkey's importance is not limited to NATO. Turkey both protects the EU from refugees and Turkey's presence in NATO has deterrent importance for Russia. Turkey is important for the EU in terms of energy as both a logistics gateway and an energy base in both the Mediterranean and the Black Sea. In line with these events, let's say Turkey was punished by being removed from NATO, how will the EU fix its migration security, its decline in military power, and its inadequacy in energy and logistics? The control of the Bosphorus is in the hands of Turkey. The energy in the Black Sea is under the control of Russia and Turkey, and the energy bases in the Mediterranean are under the control of Turkey. Energy lines and logistics routes from the Middle East and the Caucasus pass through Turkey. How will the EU solve these problems? In particular, the EU is heavily dependent on Russia for natural gas and oil. The EU's dependence on Russia can only be reduced through Turkey. The crisis in NATO will grow. This crisis will bring NATO and Russia face to face and threaten these two states. There will be a big crisis between Turkey and NATO. Turkey is working with Russia, China, and the EU, which makes the situation even more serious. Sweden and Finland are important to NATO, especially Sweden. There is only one solution to this issue, it is to sit at the table and agree with Turkey. Now the only reason these two countries joined NATO is not to protect them against Russia. There is a struggle between the USA, Russia, and China at the North Pole. China and Russia are working together at the North Pole. It is predicted that there are underground mines and natural gas and oil that will emerge when the ice caps in the Arctic melt. The US wants to move the NATO army to the North Pole via Norway to gain control of the Arctic. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog by email from the bottom of the blog's homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. Subject: Crisis in NATO. Analyst of International Relations, Threat and Geopolitics, Kanan Haidarov. Data: May 17, 22.